When Mozart sits down to paint, he just paints. I don't think the first time Mozart sat down to paint, he thought he was going to be an incredible painter.
Well, music.
What?
Mozart's music.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, music.
All right, here we are, 11:38, Thursday morning with the Invasion. Donovan Lewis, Matt McLaren. We'll kick off your lunch hour here in about 15 minutes or so with some wild audio from one of the bigger trades in Dallas history, not the Luka trade, and how maybe the Mavs could have taken a lesson from the Dallas Cowboys, believe it or not. But right now it is time for boy music.
And I want to forward promote because next week we're going to do Lando and Rage Against the Machine. We're on our home invasion, and Lando gave us like 35 songs to listen to from Rage Against the Machine.
35 songs?
We want to do that in person with him so we can look greatly into his eyes as he presents Rage Against the Machine, because I know nothing about them. So we'll get to that next week. But since Valentine's Day is tomorrow, it's the day of love. And I saw this in passing a week or two ago, and I took a screenshot of it and saved it and didn't even bring it up. I guess now is the appropriate time, because you're going to always see things like this around certain holidays. And this one was the Billboard's top 50 love songs of all time. And as I look down this list, it seems like it's just the songs that with love in the title. That's the list that they made with love in the title.
I got you.
But before we even get to that, I was telling you this morning how it's funny when you're of college age and you're thinking that it is time to see if you can go on a little date with a little lady. It is all about trying to romance her with music. Like, I would strategically try to put songs on a mixtape or something just to see if it was the appropriate time to make a little move. Maybe I yawn and put my arm around them or something like that.
So where are you in your apartment, your dorm,
yeah,
your car?
Yeah, it's just whatever. It seemed like music was always associated, to pull it a little, it was associated with go time, in my mind.
No, it's I think when you're younger, there's
soundtrack
something
going in the background just to,
you don't
want to
just make out. You got to have some,
because you don't want to hear the
romance.
The noise is associated with that. You can drown it out with a little music, and you're just wondering all the time, like, okay, what song am I going to put right here at this? Is this the time? It's funny how now you're not even thinking about music now, but the soundtrack of love was, of course, some of the Luther Vandross for me, and it was Prince, and a lot of people now just aren't into the ballads. You don't have a lot of people singing or putting out ballads anymore. Not even the rock ballads or what they call metal or anything like that. Slow music just doesn't seem to be out there anymore, associated with love.
Yeah, and I don't really feel like I listen to a lot of new stuff that comes out anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
In the popular spectrum.
Right. So they may make a ton of it.
Right.
Now, I just don't know, because I'm sticking with all the older music that I know. But music being such a huge part of what you thought, I guess, maybe a romantic evening should be like.
And to set the mood. I mean, it was a mood setter. I totally believe that.
Right. If you had a chance to maybe make a nice hamburger helper dinner and have a candle lit,
right,
there's always going to be music in the background. It was always slow and soft, and you're trying to set the mood to see what else can happen in that. But, they gave you the 50, top 50 love songs all time. Again, it's love in the title. So I don't know if you guys want to see and guess to see if you think what can number one is.
Unchained Melody. Oh, with love in the title.
With love in the title. Not just a ballad or a love song. All these songs.
I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston.
I Will Always Love You, Whitney Houston came in at 6.
Okay. Man, with love in the actual title. I Just Called to Say I Love You by Stevie Wonder.
A beating of a song.
That's
in my
a great
opinion.
Song.
Beating.
I told you about how I called somebody once and played that.
Oh my gosh. See how corny we were.
I just called to say I love you.
Beating of a song that came in at 44.
44,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, and it shouldn't even be on there because the song is such a beating.
We Built a City in Love.
I don't even know what that is. Who sings that?
Oh, that's Creed?
Built the city on rock and roll.
Oh, okay.
Okay, you're an idiot. One is Endless Love.
Okay.
Diana Ross and Lionel Richie. Two is I'll Make Love to You.
I'll Make Love
to You. By Boyz II Men.
That's a good one, man.
Okay.
What is number three?
How Deep Is Your Love by the Bee Gees.
And I'd like to show you how deep my love is.
And We Found Love, Rihanna and Calvin Harris, is four. And Silly Love Songs by Wings.
Really?
Is five on this
Above
list.
I Will Always Love You? Yep. I Will Always Love You is the greatest love song there is. You're kidding me.
He had enough of silly love.
That song's not better than Whitney Houston. Come on.
That's your love song. I don't know what we're going to title that. I Love Beer. That's the name of that song from Maddie McLaren. Yeah, it is funny how your strategy of, hey, man, we've got to get this going. We got to see. And man, I would spend hours making tapes, cassette tapes, of slow songs off the radio or transferring from one tape to another to try to get the mixtape going. I think one time I gave a slow song mixtape to a girl as a gift. It's, you know, it's how I feel about you. And she's like, cassette tape.
Never talk to you again.
It's, you know.
I mean, we used to burn, when I was in college, which is when we started to burn CDs, I would give them, you know, make a CD for a girl that I might be dating. And be like, hey, I thought you might like this. And it'd be, you know, some songs on there to maybe perhaps set the idea of the mood. And I was thinking about this earlier too, because it's so interesting when you're young, I think, what your vision of love is, and then you get older and it's just so different. Because I did used to do probably what would be considered more romantic, sweeter gestures when I was younger, and for whatever reason,
I know,
I just don't go through that process anymore. Like, you're talking about setting up a dinner at house,
I know,
with candles and maybe some
is
whatever.
It because, you know, you have the established relationship, because the
and
chase,
you don't have to,
the chase is what makes you do all that. And then
maybe,
all of a sudden, when the race is done, you just kind of you admire the medal. You're not doing anything else. And we all say, no, that's not going to be us. We'll continue
no, but it's
to
just
do this and that. And it's
life.
Not right.
Like, going through the daily grind with somebody is different than the newness.
But we all think it's corny. You didn't think it was corny back then.
Not in high school, for sure. Especially not in college.
Not in college.
And then maybe it's because it's successful at some point. You've had enough relations that you don't feel like you have to go through all that anymore. I don't know what the deal is.
And you're not handing anyone a CD or a cassette now. You can
make
up
a playlist. Yeah, what are you going to do? Like, hey, I made this playlist for you. My wife's
like,
okay, what do you want to do? It's like, all right, cook dinner and I'm playing these love songs. You want something?
I think my wife would, right. I think she would laugh at me if I suggested that.
I know.
But no, what are you doing? Turn the lights up. I want to have to see what I'm eating, what you made.
It is interesting because you go back to those times in life, especially in high school, like when you would go to dances and stuff and you'd wait for those certain songs to come on. And I don't know if you were doing this, but man, I'd be with my buddies. I'm like, all right, because especially homecoming, we might go alone. Like, all right, I'm gonna go ask Amy or whoever to dance, and I'm waiting for this certain song, and you'd be sitting there, and then like, all right, slow song, who are you gonna go? And you walk, do you wanna dance?
It was about every 15 minutes, right? They would play three slow songs in a row. It never failed at a party in high school. And, you know, you kind of know when it's about to happen.
Yeah.
So maybe you'll grab the girl that you want to dance with the last 2 or 3 minutes of
right.
the song. And then all of a sudden, Prince comes on, Adore. And you just kind of, well, we're here. You may want to,
Did you guys, I assume, had a song that you danced to at your wedding?
Yes, but we didn't pick it.
You didn't?
No.
Really? Yeah, we had a song, too.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we did. And you know, to this day, that's one of those things, and it's not a song that I think you would ever hear anywhere, but I think if we did, if we, like, there'll be times when we go to friends' weddings now or something like that where you may go request it, and then, hey, you know, let's dance together to this, but it's just so different than the way it was when you're younger.
Yeah, and I don't even know if we had a song picked out for
really?
Our first dance. I'm not quite sure. I don't remember. It's a long time ago, but I know the one that was played when they told us to come out and dance.
Yeah.
We hadn't even heard before.
I'm flabbergasted by this.
I'm trying to get the, I think it was the Isley Brothers, I'm So Proud.
Okay.
That's the name of the song, but we definitely wouldn't have picked that because I wasn't quite familiar with it.
Interesting.
And we were dancing, and even while we were dancing, as soon as we started, I think I asked my wife, hey, what?
She's like, I'm doing it.
What song is this?
Keep dancing because everybody's looking at us.
I have no idea what it is. And yeah, we danced to it, and then I think we heard it maybe in a commercial or something, and she said, you recognize that song?
Huh.
I went, no. That's the one we danced to. I was like, oh, that's right.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's one of those that was incorporated in college and even dating. The wife, we would do that exact same thing. You have the music going. And
it is interesting.
It's all lovey-dovey. And now, like, turn that out. That's too loud.
Yeah. And music is so powerful. Like, everybody will have songs that, and it may not even be a love song. It could be a song that when you were dating somebody and you guys both enjoyed it together and you might have listened to it, or a certain artist or whatever, that after you break up or divorce or whatever the case may be, that you can't listen to that anymore. And anytime it comes on, you immediately turn it off, and because it brings up these memories. Because music, you attach so much to songs at different points of your life.
You really do. And that was I was going off to college, and I did have a girlfriend at home. And then we were on the phone, and it was the day I was leaving, and she said that the next song that comes on the radio as we're listening to, it's so dumb that I even think about it in my head, that was going to be our song.
Yeah.
And I think the song was Forever, or I Will Love You Forever, or something like that. And, man, she just starts balling.
Really?
And I'm kind of looking around like, okay, this is kind of dumb, but I have to kind of play the game too, right?
Right?
I'm leaving, going to college.
And you're like, oh yeah, I'm sad too. Yeah. It's like fake Lando.
She's probably telling all her friends, man, he was really broken up.
Tears in his eyes. I couldn't believe it. And you're like, see you later.
Can't wait to get the heck
out of
town.
It is wild, man. I mean, there are certain songs that will come on from back in the day that I'll hear, and it will remind me of some girl I went on a date with or that I dated for a while and then we broke up or whatever the case may be. And it's just, it can be interesting to kind of go through some of those moments of your life when you were younger that,
yeah.
You just looked at the way relationships were so differently.
This is what I'm going to do. I vow tomorrow. Yeah. I don't know where we're going. We haven't decided where we're going to. Probably a little too late now. But even if we do something at
Valentine's
the house,
yeah.
It is going to. I'm going to have music playing in the background. Love Man. Songs. I'm going to make a playlist and see where
we all do it too.
Is going
see
to
what
be
happens.
And see. Because
she's like, "What are you?
See,
what right. music is this?" See, and I'm like, it's love songs. It's Valentine's Day. She's like, turn it off.
Right. Let's turn on
the show or something. Yeah.
What are you doing? All right, that's boy music for this week.